Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, After Buzzers, it's a brand new after show for the Real Housewives of Potomac, and today we are opening old wounds. Stay tuned, guys.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, guys.
Welcome back. We have another after show for our favorite show, The Real Housewives of Potomac, and we are opening old wounds. Today, we're talking about some house shopping craziness. We've got water breaking pranks, and some dad chasing trips. We also got some tweets for you and a little bit of news and gossip. But before we get into all the fun stuff, I am Alexis Brown, your host for today. In Erica's absence, we miss you, Erica. And I could not do it without my lovely co-host.
Hey, guys.
We have Danny.
Hey, y'all.
And we have Lauren.
Hey.
And we are ready to talk all about it. So let's dig right on into it. So we open up and we have our beloved Candace. She's going house shopping with her boo Chris. And they are looking at, wait for it, $2.5 million.
$2.5.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of that?
Very unrealistic. Yeah. It was definitely just for the cameras and just to get a sense of, you know, house buying, I guess. I was like, girl, stop. Come on. This is not in your budget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so many questions. So estimate, I'm a little out of practice, but that's about like a $9,000 mortgage a month for 2.5.
At least.
Don't quote me, you know.
Yeah.
I do this now, not math anymore. But it's about 989. Yeah, it's too much. Mm-hmm. And also, the red flag is, why would the house be dropped from $7.5 million to $2.5 million?
That's a good question.
Was that a crime scene? Like, that's a huge drop. Like,
right.
There was a shooting there. Like, there's some questions that need to be asked.
I guess it's just been on the market for so long, but then it goes to your point, like, why? Why has it been on the market for so long?
Right.
Interesting.
And they needed two master bedrooms. Mm-hmm. And the first thing Candace said was, because my mom is going to come. I'm like, oh my gosh, girl.
Which, to me, it's like, isn't this the whole point is to
get away?
Separate yourself from your mom and you're already looking for stuff for her.
A guest bedroom will do just fine.
Yeah.
Not for Dorothy.
Right.
I didn't even know you could have two master bedrooms
me
in a
either.
House.
Like, $2.5 million, you can.
Right.
Yeah, I guess.
And also, was it just me or it kind of looked like Kate, not Katie, why am I forgetting her name? Grand Dame's old house. You don't think so? Like the outdoor area where the couch was, it looked like her old house, the one before she moved.
I don't remember.
Know. Yeah.
It could. I don't really remember.
Yeah.
Well, either way, I think she's delusional, and I think Chris thought she was delusional too because he did not look like he was for it at all.
Right. Poor he Chris. Was looking like, oh, so we're doing this for the camera? Okay, so we're about to like act like this is a possibility for us right now? Oh, okay. Like, girl, stop.
He had to throw in his parents, like, this is for my parents, too.
Yeah.
Like, when they come in town.
Oh, my God.
Like, free Chris.
Right, free Chris.
Chris needs to put his foot down because he looks a little concerned.
And he does look concerned.
Maybe because he doesn't have $2.5 million to put out, but maybe they do.
Yeah. No. I want to know how they can afford 2.59. I mean, I guess, of course, it depends on the loan, the mortgage loan. But let's just say, average, $9,000 a month. What kind of money are they making? I just have questions.
Yeah. Like, and if you have to dip into your trust, girl, it's a no. Jay-Z says if you can't buy it twice, you can't afford it. You cannot afford
that's
it
an
if you got to dip into the trust fund. Mm-hmm. No.
That's an African proverb.
Right.
Because if you're dipping into your trust, isn't your mom still paying for
right.
it? Which is the whole point of why you're looking for a new house.
Do we know exactly what Dorothy does? Like, we need to do a group. Like, put our heads together. Like, how does she have that much money as a psychologist? Like, she started practices, but...
Doesn't Dorothy have a little bit of money in their hair company?
Maybe.
I guess.
I would think she has a little bit of money in everything that they do because it sounds like they need her money to do it.
She's the investor.
Right.
She's
so,
the investor.
I don't know. Maybe she in some back from that stuff, too.
But she got millions
telling.
To have one child has multiple trusts. Like, what are you, Dorothy? Share your secrets.
Right. Just one child.
Share your secrets.
And she's already paid for a super expensive wedding. And it's like, where is this money coming from?
But exactly.
According to Candace, they have so many businesses.
Right.
You know, the businesses she named. So,
okay, girl.
Yeah, you know.
Do your thing.
Be excellent.
We'll see. All right, before we go on, Danny, you have a message for our viewers.
Yes. Before we go on, we want to thank you guys so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. While you're here, make sure that you comment, like, and subscribe. And if you are on iTunes, also comment and give us a rating. We love AfterBuzz so much, and we want to thank you for tuning in each and every week with us.
Okay. Yep.
Yep, we period. Can't do it without you. Yep, period, we can do it without you. And if you're watching right now, make sure you comment along in the live chat because we can't see it. So keep doing that.
Yes.
So speaking of houses, we visited Giselle's new house, which is definitely a fixer-upper. Would you agree? I can't believe she let them show her bathroom looking like that.
Oh, my gosh. I was embarrassed for her. Yes. I'm like, girl, you couldn't have scrubbed the walls of the toilet.
I'm hoping it was the first time she walked in it. But still, I probably wouldn't have allowed that.
Me either.
And it, yeah, it's a little off script
for her.
Robin,
I can't do anything for you.
Yeah, I would have just been like, don't put that in the final cut of the show.
Yeah.
Like, it's bad enough that my house looks crazy, but that toilet was disgusting.
Fixer upper wise, though, like, it wasn't really that bad compared to, like, how Robin started out, for example.
Yeah.
But also, I think that's area, too, because Robin's is in Baltimore, and I don't know where, I forget where Giselle's is.
Mm-hmm.
But
Bethusma.
Bethesda.
Bethesda, uh-huh.
Which is I've been there before, it's a little bit more affluent.
Right.
Just like, well, pretty much all that whole area. But yeah, so Baltimore versus Bethesda starter uppers.
It wasn't as bad as Robin's, but it still looks like it's going to take so much work.
Yeah.
Like, she got it for a good deal, but she's going to use more of what she, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, she got a deal, but she's going to go way over.
Yeah, and I mean, she already paid $900,000 for it, and it looks like she has a lot of work still to be done. Like, she said she was taking out all of the kitchen and all of the flooring.
It's she's talking about another wing and another flooring. Mm-hmm. Girl.
They did say acres. That was a big selling point. So she got the acres to build on, and Bethesda is farmland, so. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
She definitely has the land, but you can't help but wonder, like, how long is it going to take? Is it going to be like Robin, where it's like a year and you still don't have anything? Or is she going to be, you know, right in there?
So. Right. Mm. Joseph Boza says, Robin will be lucky to break even.
Joseph.
I agree.
Joseph. You ride Robin every episode. Yeah.
And Joseph, we love that you watch and live go chat with us all the time. You're always in the chat.
Yes,
you are so faithful to us. So thank you, Joseph, for always watching. Mm-hmm. So while we were celebrating Giselle's house, Robin and Ashley came over to kind of cheers her and say congrats, which I thought was sweet. But, you know, they're not coming over without the mess. And they seemed like the whole conversation was either about Katie or about Monique.
Right.
So they tell Ashley that Katie called her stupid. Were y'all surprised that she told her that?
I was mad. It was just like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Giselle was mad about the text messages, which I agreed with her about Monique showing the text messages. That was foul.
Mm-hmm.
But also, y'all had a conversation where it was like just y'all. Mm-hmm. And she was just like, they try to make it seem like she was talking bad about Ashley's husband when she told the story about her man and their interaction. She wasn't talking bad. She was telling the story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy to me that they all tell stories, but then when someone tells a story, they want to... Like, I don't get it. It's just too much. Like, how do you pick who you snitch on? How do you pick?
I think Giselle snitches on everybody but Robin.
Yeah.
And the same with Robin. Robin, Giselle is messier than Robin overall. Robin just being the cut, honestly. But they, of course, are going to have each other's back. That's the only people I think are going to have each other's back on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, I would have thought Monique and Candace from last season, but we see Monique flipped the flop. She turned all the way over. But I wasn't surprised that they brought it to Ashley because that's what they do.
Do you think Ashley was right for being upset?
If someone called me stupid, I would be 38 hot.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think she was right for being upset. But Giselle says stuff, too. So,
yeah.
But it just seems like every time she's like, well, that's just how Giselle is.
Mm-hmm.
Giselle is a grown woman
with
children. Why are we making excuses for grown women?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it. Like,
because she doesn't want to be on her bad side. So she's just the same with Monique. Like, she kind of overlooked some of Monique's little slight shade in the text messages because, you know, Monique might have them footages.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't want to be on Giselle's bad side because if you're on Giselle's bad side, you're on Robin's bad side.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'd rather be on Katie's bad side than Giselle's in this case, in this group.
Yeah.
At least, especially from her perspective. But I was just laughing because I thought it was funny that Giselle was like, yeah, she said you were dumb. And they replayed and she's like, yeah, I think she's stupid. And I was like, dang, stupid sounds so much more harsh than dumb.
Yeah.
Like, when it comes out of her mouth. But
Katie meant that.
Yeah. And she'll say it to her. I believe that.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Tough.
I think for me, the one thing that Ashley mentioned, and I thought the same thing when I saw it in the last episode, is, you know, I thought Ashley and Katie were cool. So I guess for her hearing that Katie called her stupid and was talking about her husband, it's like, well, we've always acted like we've had a good relationship. So why are you talking about my man? So that was kind of strange.
I feel like Katie and Ashley act cordial. I don't think that Katie's ever trying to be like, oh, we're friends to Ashley. It's just like, okay, let's do this scene really quick. And, like, we're cool or whatever. We hang out with each other, but we're not, like, friends. We don't text each other behind the scenes, you know?
Yeah.
Type of vibe.
And remember, Katie's season one. So Katie, Robin, and Giselle were probably hanging out before this started. Even if it was just a little bit. They weren't, like, girls, like, all three of them. But they were still very social with each other.
Yeah.
And then Ashley, I don't know why she's expecting this loyalty from everybody. But she never gives it to anyone else.
Yeah.
Me either.
Amazing. And speaking of loyalty, it seemed like Giselle and Robin really had an issue with Monique showing Ashley the text messages. What did you guys think of that?
I agreed with it. If you're gonna be friends with someone, you don't show text messages. One thing that I don't ever agree with is showing text messages. You know what I mean? Like, that is so private.
Yeah.
But also, for her to have sent the link to her, and then you're going to show the text messages of how she responded to it, it makes no sense. It makes you look just as bad. But Ashley's not going to call you out because you're her friend right now.
Yeah.
But it was fine.
Your only friend, or so you think. It just makes me think back to when Ronnie was here. We had, like, another host on the show, Ronnie, for a couple of times. And he, like, pointed out some of this stuff about Monique. And I didn't see it at first.
Right.
But some of the things he was saying about her is starting to come out. Like, she is kind of fake in this situation. She does kind of, like, not take accountability. Like, some of the stuff he pointed out. So shout out to you, Ronnie, if you're watching. You knew first, because I didn't see it coming. I was very, very, very surprised that she turned her back on Candace like that.
But even with, like, Monique doing all of that, do you think it's really to the magnitude that Giselle was kind of... Because Giselle seemed really upset that Monique did that. I don't know if it's just because she doesn't like Monique and it's just, like, any reason to attack Monique, or if she just really felt like that was something below the belt.
I think it's because she doesn't like Monique. They really have not liked each other at all. It got really bad when it was, like, the ninja thing. What did she say to her?
I don't know.
When they went on that trip? Yeah, it's been bad for a while. And I think that Giselle just will never, like, fully like Monique, you know? I don't think they mesh.
And I think it's reciprocal for Monique. I don't think she's going to ever fully like Giselle. It's just those two personalities. Mm-hmm. Those two, they just will not...
Yeah.
It's sad, but I do think she also thinks it's wrong, because it is, but it's definitely more because it's Monique.
Yeah.
So anytime, just with the Amistad thing, that I think Giselle made a big deal out of.
She
like,
did.
Girl,
she
you know
did.
That was a joke.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, this is about slavery? My dad walked with Dr. King.
Like, that's dramatic. That's a really good point. It seems like she just finds something small and makes it bigger.
Yeah.
But I mean, did y'all agree with Monique when she said that Giselle never really takes what she goes through seriously? Because honestly, when she said that, I didn't really think that. I was like, when does... I mean, y'all aren't friends, so you can't expect her to just jump on something when you're going through it. But do you think she kind of pushes it to the side?
I don't think Monique is someone that opens up, because she knows the people that she's around. She knows how they move.
Good point.
So how do they know when you're going through something? We don't know when you're going through anything. Mm-hmm. So, like... I don't know how she expects them to read her mind and know when she's going through something if she never brings it to the group, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Giselle kind of touched on it. She's kind of Monique is sort of a perfect Patty, if you will. Like, she never lets anyone see anything else. So, yeah, I don't really get how she can empathize with you if she doesn't know what's going on in your life, especially because you're not friends.
Yeah.
So I did agree with Giselle in that case. Like, how am I supposed to be there for you?
Yeah.
What do I know about you?
But I think that Monique does that for a good reason. Like, she has a good reason to not tell them stuff, but you can't, you know, do that and then be mad about it, them not knowing, because I honestly would not tell them stuff either. The way that things get around in this group and the way that they downplay things in this group or try to, you know, just make everything dramatic.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't either, but, I mean, they don't know.
Yeah.
Sis, you gotta open up, sis.
Yeah,
but if you want to open that up, you're opening up your marriage and everything else. So probably just best keeping it.
Right.
Yeah, I think if it were me, I would be like that, too. I just keep it to myself.
Yeah.
It's just going to be used against you at a later time.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, speaking of Monique, we had been seeing teasers all throughout this season about this water breaking before time, and it seemed very serious, and I was really concerned. I was like, oh no, what's happening to the baby? And it ended up being a prank. Like, what did you guys think of
that? I was mad. Like, girl, why did you do us like this? And production was like eating it up. Like, yes, this is a great tease.
Yeah.
But yeah, too much.
I feel like it was definitely a producer's idea to do that.
Like
they become friends. Like, yeah, let's get them. But I knew it wasn't real just because I thought about the timeline of the show. And I was like, no, there's no way. Especially, we know Monique had been doing interviews. I came prematurely. Like, everything happened. I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure this isn't right. This timeline doesn't add up.
But Monique, you need to act, girl, because you did good.
Yeah. I don't believe leave the rapping alone.
Yeah, leave the rapping alone.
Oh, my gosh. If the singing is acting. Oh, my gosh.
But she needs to act, because that was good.
Yeah. And that had me believing it the whole time. Yeah. And I think, you know, in her situation, she just suffered a miscarriage before this one. So to kind of play that your baby's coming soon, I don't think it's funny, me personally.
I mean, it's funny, but I don't think it had anything to do with the miscarriage. She wasn't trying to, like, be insensitive. Yeah. But it was just like, why?
That's why I think, I really feel like it was a producer, like, oh, let's get him, or like, let's spice it up. Like, I could see that happening, but it is, you know, not really appropriate considering, but I think Chris was a good sport about it. He was so sweet. He was so panicked. Like, let me call 911.
Yeah, he called 911.
Like, Chris, this is your third child. Why are you panicking this much?
Yeah. I mean, but it was great because it showed them that they weren't prepared like they thought and that they needed to get things together. But if I was Chris, I think I would have been a little bit more upset. Like,
Why are you playing with our baby?
It's already chaos going on. The kids running around screaming like, it's too much. It's too much. But leave it up to Monique for a good prank. So we haven't really gotten much from Karen this season. That's just how I feel. We saw a little snippet today, though. She was having a seafood night with her kids, and she was talking about her perfume line.
I was bored.
No, I'm sorry. What did they have? We looked at each other. Macaroni salad.
Yeah. She said, pass the macaroni salad. I'm like,
that's a rich. I think that's a rich black folk thing.
But with crap paired with grab legs?
I guess. I don't know.
Because not even just the macaroni salad. It was more the pairing. Like, who has...
Macaroni salad
with crab, or even macaroni and cheese with like crab legs. Like, what?
Yeah,
I'm baffled. What's happening?
Too much. But her scene was boring to me, honestly. I think it's just like they don't know what to do with Karen
this season,
so it's all like family oriented.
Yeah,
but I was bored.
I've been bored with her the whole season, to be honest. She just, honestly does not have a storyline other than her parents passing away, but you can't just talk about that the entire season.
RIP to the parents, but the storyline has got to change.
Do y'all think she's coming back?
Yeah, I was about to say, you think they would ever get rid of Karen?
No. They cannot get rid of the Grand Dame. They cannot. Ooh. There's no way.
I mean, if the Grand Dame ain't bringing it, because, like, she's not even stirring up mess for real either. Like, we get it every now and again, but it's not like how Karen's been in the past.
Because her mess is always with Giselle, but now Ashley has all this stuff going on with everybody. So Karen just been at home with the family with Raven.
Well, it sucks that, you know, when people get more mature and more calm, we're like, get them off. A good thing.
They're actually here.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, she wants to grow.
Yeah, and progress.
Grow by yourself.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, so next up we have Katie's gala, even though it doesn't seem like anybody, including Katie, knew what the gala was for. But it seemed like the gala was for just spilling tea, of course, because a lot of tea was spilled. First, one thing that kind of stuck out to me is Giselle asking Candace's mom if they were going to therapy. Like, I didn't know they was cool enough where I would feel comfortable with her asking me that.
I think because it was her recommendation as a therapist, that it makes it a little, you know, it's the recommendation.
Like, but Giselle's observation of Miss Dorothy not learning anything from therapy was right on. I was like, she has not learned anything. And for her to be a therapist, she's so, like, closed-minded and, like, doesn't want to grow at all.
And she, like, makes jokes about it. She's like, oh, we're going to therapy. Like, kind of like, it's still condescending and it's sad. Like, how do you make therapy a way to kind of look down on someone? When you're a therapist, especially.
I didn't get it. Like, she just doesn't see her faults. She only sees the faults around her. It's really sad.
Well, I was happy to see them out together. It seems like you know, they're getting along better. We hadn't seen her for a while, so.
But her mom always being in town, her mom is going to have to lighten up.
Yeah.
She's going to have to not come home so much. Mm-hmm.
Where does her mom actually live? Atlanta, right?
Yeah, I think Atlanta, yeah.
Dang, she always there.
Oh, she travels from Atlanta there?
Yeah.
Yes. You would think it would be like Virginia or something, like a quick drive. Yeah. Sis is flying.
How does she have these coins?
Right. She's a frequent flyer, honey.
I've been looking her up during this episode because I'm trying to figure out, I'm like, how, like, you cannot find anything. It says she was an Air Force physician. Apparently, Candace also, in addition to the hairline, has a pageant coaching company.
Okay. Yeah.
But as far as the mom, I'm like, dang, Air Force physicians are making that?
Right.
But I guess when your child's father, ex-husband, is another doctor? I don't know. I just want to learn.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I want to learn. Girl. We need to have her on for some financial guidance.
You know, some tea that was dropped at the gala that people kind of brushed over and it wasn't really talked about is them saying that Ashley sold her restaurant. Was that news to anybody else but me?
Oh, no, I saw that.
Oh, I saw that, too, on Instagram.
Yeah,
so
I saw
she
it on
did
Instagram.
Sell her, yeah, sell she her did restaurant. Sell it.
Yeah.
Did they say why?
They said that they have other ventures that they're trying to do or something. It's like them moving on in life or something.
Yeah.
But honestly, since opening, I knew that that restaurant was not going to last.
I thought it was kind of getting better, though. You started seeing a little bit more people.
I don't think so.
They just hired Robin for PR to make it look like it.
Yeah.
But I don't think they were having more people come there. And I also think it was because it was such a strain on their marriage.
Right.
That could have been a part of it. Like, let's just sell it. But I do remember it was around the miscarriage time.
Right.
That it was sold. Yeah.
Well, it didn't seem like anybody else knew. And I felt like they kind of brushed over it for nobody else to know. Especially that group. You think they would be, you know, gunning up their ammo.
Exactly.
To throw it in their face later. Like, not only is your marriage failing, but so is your business. Oh, well. So, speaking of the restaurant, we bring up Michael, and it seemed like Michael was the whole conversation there. And to me, it's just like, Robin, Giselle, can you really call Ashley your friend and you're going to talk about her husband every chance that you get?
They can't. That is why I was like, why were they saying something about Katie, you know, the situation with Katie, but then the next second that they got to talk about Michael, they talked about Michael.
Yeah.
Like, they're so invested in Michael, but it seems like they think that they are the only people that can talk about him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you saying to me right now? Like,
girl, I don't even know. It's just all miss.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
I mean, because even down to them bringing Katie's boyfriend over to kind of spill his tea, it's like they were excited about it to me. And it doesn't make me sad because we know how Ashley is, but it's like, you know, she keeps saying y'all are her friends and she keeps giving y'all the benefit of the doubt. And then as soon as y'all are away from her at a gala with people she doesn't like, Candace and Katie, I guess now.
Right.
It's like, how can you really say you're her friend?
I don't think that Ashley really thinks that they're her friends, though. Mm-hmm. I think it's just kind of more so of this group. These are who I'm cool with. Mm-hmm. I think Ashley knows. I think they all know, other than the Robin Giselle duo, nobody's really loyal to each other.
Yeah.
Maybe Ashley and, I mean, Monique and Karen. They seem like they may be like that. Not the same years and time put in, but they seem like they're kind of on the same page. But yeah, I don't think Ashley really is that surprised. I think she just needs something to talk about.
I agree with you because in one of the green screens, she was like, yeah, we're friends. We're friends. And she wasn't confident about that. So clearly she doesn't think that they're really friends.
Yeah. Speaking of green screens, have you adjusted to this wig?
Ashley's wig? No, we have not adjusted
her
to this
eyeshadow
wig.
Eyeshadow looks great, though.
Yeah.
The purple eyeshadow looks really pretty on her.
Yeah.
The wig, though.
No. She doesn't need a wig. She's beautiful. I mean, not saying anybody needs a wig, but that wig she definitely did not need.
Yeah.
And yeah, there was a lot of people who had stuff to say about her wig on Twitter. They went in on her wig. So do you think that Jacob was telling the truth? Or let me rephrase that. Do you think that Michael was said what he said in a flirtatious way or just like in a nice, friendly way?
With Michael, everything that he says is just like always a little bit off. Even no matter how he says it, everything that he says is just like, but why did you say that though?
Yeah.
Like, it's always taken a different way because I don't think that he realizes how he says things.
Yeah.
Like, it's just always a weird way. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get it.
Everything he says is questionable, and it doesn't help how producers always put the music on it.
Yeah.
Like, like last week, he was like, I'll be scary. And then at the Halloween party or for Juan, I'm just like, dude, y'all gotta stop with the editing.
It's just too
But yeah, much. He's a creep. I do think he probably said it in a flirtatious. I just don't see how that could not be flirtatious. Like, when I call you.
Yeah. Like, I don't see any other guy saying that to someone's fiance without, like, what do you mean he's gonna answer the private phone, sir?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you saying? Like, it just makes no sense. That is flirtatious to me.
Yeah. I'm assuming Michael has some moves. That he has all that confidence. Right. So we shall see. I'm sure another scandal will come out. So
you think the girls are gonna bring it up later?
Of course.
They're gonna bring it up, but I mean, what can you say? He said it. Mm-hmm. He said it. He said it.
Yeah. Like,
you know?
Well, like, I guess they have to get the tape to really know. You think they have it on tape?
They're probably not doing no more tape for the rest of the season.
If so, it's gonna be dropped at the reunion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, back to Monique, of course. Giselle, and I love you, Giselle. You know I'm team Giselle, but it seems like Giselle finds any reason to bring up Monique. And the reason for this case was that Monique didn't show up. And do y'all think she didn't show up for, like, a particular reason? On Twitter, she said she just honestly didn't have any clothes to wear because Katie told her last minute. But the girls kind of made it seem like she didn't come for a shady reason. And, like, she didn't want to be around certain people or what. Yeah.
I think being pregnant is a good reason to not go places.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I can't wait until I can use that excuse. You know what I mean? I'm not coming. Sorry.
I'm pregnant. I can't do it. Can't fit my shoes.
Yeah. I don't think she was being shady. She's just pregnant. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you see that she's at home. She's huge. She's struggling to walk up the stairs. She is 34 weeks. Like, I wouldn't want to go stand in some heels in a dress I don't feel comfortable in with people who don't like me.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do you think Candace is going to do with the information about Monique?
I think she was texting Monique right there when she pulled her phone out.
You think?
She pulled her while Giselle was still talking to her. She had her phone out. I feel like she was either going through those text messages or trying to figure out what she was going to say. You could tell she felt betrayed.
She did. And I hated that for her. I think that they're going to fall out yet again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just inevitable because, Monique, that is something that you did not have to do.
Yeah.
You could have just said, like, it was enough for you to say, no, that was Candace. You know, you could have said that. Mm-hmm. But showing text messages was just, like, crazy shady for y'all to have just made up.
Mm-hmm.
It was just too much. Like, that's not a real friend to me.
Yeah. And it seems like Giselle agrees because, I mean, who knew she had so much passion for Candace that she got that upset at Monique about Candace, you know, showing the text messages.
Right.
Yeah, I do agree. It was more about it being Monique. But
yeah.
I do think Giselle and Candace have, they, you know, we've been seeing them hang out.
Yeah.
So they're cool.
Yeah. It's getting better, but you know how that is. It always gets better and then it
gets worse.
Falls to shit. All right, our last thing, and probably the biggest thing, even though they left us hanging, is Ashley going to see her, seems like the whole family, you know, on the tease last week, I thought she was just going to meet just the dad, but I was glad to know that at least she had an aunt and uncle who, you know, were in her life and wanted to be a part of it. What did you guys think?
It was crazy to me. I honestly am like her uncle where I have, like, my reservations about her going because... Mm-hmm. You, like her aunt said, you cannot force someone to speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think forcing him to do it is, like, the right thing. Let him come around or whatever. You build your family and focus on your family and just let that, you know what I mean? You cannot force it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I do think it's good that she's going to do it because at least you can say you never didn't try. Like, this is my... If she's going to do it, I hope this is the last attempt.
Yeah.
Like, this is my last attempt. Now I'm going to have the closure like her mom said. I think it's funny both their names are Sheila. I was getting confused.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, I thought it was beautiful that she had Sheila and Uncle Jim to support her.
Right.
And yeah, it's, I mean, he ain't even talked to his own sister since 2011.
Yeah.
And
that kind of made me feel a little, not better because it's not my situation, but a little better about it because it's not just her.
Right.
He just
doesn't
talk to his family, it seems like. So hopefully we'll find out why that is. Do you think he's gonna? You think it's gonna be like a Kenya situation where he doesn't come to the door, or you think she's gonna get to talk to him?
Well, in the preview, it was like, "This is your daughter. This is your daughter." So I mean, he might, but I don't think he's gonna be like super talkative. I don't think it's gonna be like a kumbaya situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's just gonna be like a they see each other type of thing.
Yeah, I think that. He may talk to her, but I don't know if he'll be on camera.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I think he may talk to her, so we might get some audio.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see since they left us hanging.
And
Bravo.
That was my prediction last week. They're going to leave us hanging.
Yeah,
we're
going
to get excited. Bravo, we know your MO.
Right.
You are right. Well, that wraps up our episode. Let's get into some news and gossip.
Let's get into it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Pulls up receipts.
Right.
Hey guys, so in news and gossip, oh my gosh, we finally get to see Baby D.
Baby Darby.
Yes, baby Dean Darby. That's a cute name. Mm-hmm. He looks just like his father.
Just like Michael. Like his dad.
Shout out to him. A couple days old. Already has his full spread with people. Uh-huh. Right. So that's his picture, his solo. Then the family.
Aww, that's aww. Cute.
And that is literally Michael two times and Ashley.
Right.
Yeah. So scary. Uh-huh.
Yep.
So there's no denying that baby is yours. And right. Ashley finally has her family.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm happy for
very
her.
Cute.
I yeah. know she's happy.
And next in news and gossip, speaking of Ashley, we're going to move on to Katie. So we love Katie here, and we love that she also always makes fun of herself. So this is one of her tweets after everybody was talking about her wig.
Which
Katie,
was bad.
Which was terrible. All of them have been pretty bad. Mm-hmm. Katie in this damn wig, with the chihuahua and the wig, as we see.
It looks like her.
And the Daria wig. Mm-hmm. Remember Daria? This is her now, and yeah. I love how she pokes fun at herself.
Yeah. Daria is actually very fitting. Like, even her attitude this season has been kind of Daria-like.
Yeah. Yeah. Down like, to the glasses.
Yeah.
Like,
just don't really care or yeah. whatever.
We're waiting on that Daria reboot, by the way. I heard that's coming.
Ooh. Maybe it'll be Katie.
Maybe it will be Katie. maybe, because she'll be free, because she will not be at the reunion. Mm. That's what this post is about. She's like, free her. She's staging a mutiny, and she asked her fans for support and solidarity and throwing off the bonds of slavery, much like the uprising on Amistad. Any network willing to sit me on their couch during the filming of the wretchedly inadequately staged RHOP reunion should come for the real tea straight from me. Maybe I'll call it Watch What Happens Next with Katie Ross. Everyone knows I should be on that couch. You want to exploit my image in life and not give me the time to shine? That's because you are lame all day. If someone else wants color and content, Katie is ready to dish the dirt and spill the tea.
Katie's too real for them.
Too real, too real. Mm-hmm.
What got me was the hashtag, why does Chester the molester get to speak and Katie gets no love? So we know how she feels about Michael.
Yeah. Chester. No, you should not put that on everybody named Chester around the world. That's right. Not fair, Katie.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah. And what got me was the comments. She kind of was insinuating, at least in my opinion, that she didn't get to go because she said something about Michael. Mm. And that's what I'm wondering, is that if that's the real reason.
I could see it. Michael kind of saying, like, if she's there, I won't be there. Mm-hmm. Who do they need there more
they
for the season?
Michael. Yeah.
Michael. I could see it being that me near too, her yeah. type of thing.
Yeah.
So
interesting. Well,
I still want to know the tea, Katie.
Yeah.
So spill it somewhere.
Yeah. Spill it here with
spill
us.
Spill it here. Yeah.
Right after the reunion. Come to us. After Buzz, Katie, we would love to have you.
We're going
to
let check you spill all of it.
But in all honesty, I don't feel like she's given enough this season to really need to be on the reunion. Is it just me?
I think they haven't shown her enough, but I'm sure she's done
true.
More and she knows more than they think she knows.
And now she has lots of issues with people, seems like, from all of her posting.
And the season's still young, so you never know. We might be seeing more of her, but we really would love to see you on the reunion.
Come on the show, Katie.
Come to After Buzz. Come join us.
All right, let's get into some tweets. Yes, I love tweets. Y'all are so funny on Twitter. All right, first one. It says, where does Candace work? How can you afford a 2.5 mil? Okay, girl, bye.
Same reaction.
We all want to know at Lynn Keys where she works, too. So if you find out, let us know.
Bravo.
Speaking of which, from the look on Chris's face, they ain't got new home money. Candace better look for a townhouse and quit playing.
I love that meme.
And that's from at It's A. Anderson. All right, Anderson. All right, this one's from at MIvan95, I think that says. It says, Ashley is really using all she can to distract Michael at this point. This confessional wig and makeup. Is that a ploy, guys? Is she just doing that so nobody talks about Michael?
Know.
They just want to talk about that horrible wig.
It actually doesn't look that bad in that.
Yeah, not in that picture. That's funny. All right. We got at Mama Bear Mode. It says, let me get this straight. Ashley reaches out to her father on Facebook and he blocks her. So she thinks it's a good idea to show up unannounced with cameras. It's
I think not, she bum rushed him.
Maybe, not a good idea.
Maybe he'll be a fame whore and he'll be like, this is my time. I'm secretly
cameras.
Really wanted the camera.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Probably not.
All right, so I had to get a response from my girl Monique because she was, I feel like, probably most talked about besides Michael in this episode. And I guess she's responding to Giselle. She said, yep, my podcast is doing great. Holla at us when you find your hue.
Ooh.
Always taking shots at everyone else's business and can't even represent your own.
Chile.
Ouch.
Chalet.
She's playing no games.
Came straight with the shade.
Oh my God, we didn't find you.
All right, at I Am the MJB, didn't think the water breaking joke was funny by Monique, especially all that she has gone through. I agree. But, you know, if Chris could laugh about it, we all can laugh about it.
Yeah, it's in their relationship. It's really, it has nothing to do with us. Yep. Yeah.
And so this is actually from last week, and I wish Erica was here because I feel like it was a big conversation we had last week because Erica felt like the producers had set it up to make it look like something that it really wasn't. Mm-hmm. And so Monique responded from last week's episode and said, confused as to why they have Hank Davis's 27, which is Chris's cousin, I think, voice at the end of the episode talking to Michael. That wasn't the cameraman. Yeah. So now I'm kind of like, maybe Erica was onto something when she said that they were just setting it up to make it look like something.
And I did note that in News and Gossip last week that Ashley said that in her response. Remember, she's like, I don't know why they're making it seem like it was a cameraman. It was one of the housewives' family friend.
Yeah, and so, I didn't believe her. I was like, Ashley's just lying.
Yeah. I still think it happened, but I do believe it could have been Hank's voice.
Yeah.
But I still believe it happened.
I guess we won't know till the reunion.
Yeah. I think maybe a part of it was Hank's voice, but then the, please don't do that. Don't do that. That sounded real to me. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, and then maybe he was touching Hank, too.
Maybe. Right. But Hank sounds like somebody that, okay, mess with Hank, he gonna knock you out. And if he Chris family, he probably big. He sounded big.
Yeah, he did sound big.
He sounded like a big guy. All right, guys, let's get into our predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Her dad, Ashley's dad, is not gonna talk to her. Like, he's not gonna be super talkative. Mm-hmm. If he could cut off his own sister and not talk to her and they live in the same area, he's not about to be all chatty with Ashley. I don't see it happening.
I see that.
I do too, but I want to be optimistic.
Yeah.
And say that we'll get some audio of dad.
Yeah.
And I think Katie and Ashley are gonna finally come and like talk about all this beef that's happening.
Yeah.
Those are some good ones. I think we're going to get a Giselle and Monique blowout.
Oh, well, yeah.
If it's not the next episode, then definitely at the reunion. Because based on the tweets I was seeing from Monique tonight, she is not feeling Giselle. We already know Giselle ain't feeling her. So it's about to be a blow up.
And now she can fight. She don't got a baby.
Oh, yeah,
right.
She's not pregnant.
She don't have a baby.
Just keep her away from any umbrellas before, you know, Giselle end up like Robin with an umbrella at her throat.
Oh, right.
Yeah. All right, guys, well, that wraps up our show. Before we get out of here, ladies, let us know where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram at TheDannyB.
You can find me on Instagram at LaurenOutLoud and on YouTube at Lauren Mayo.
And you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at IAmLexiFierce. Thank you so much for tuning in. Buzz you later.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first. We're the biggest in the world. And we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.